famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, along with Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw, and Robert Leonard.
And we're here with Mr. Hendry on this day of middle of the week.
It is a Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. That is the 15th of June, 2017.
Now here is Phil Hendry. That's not Phil Hendry singing.
Yeah, when you said there, here's Phil Hendry, the singing came in.
Yes, I know. That just was the... I hit the post, you know.
Well, you didn't do it on purpose there, did you?
How do you know I didn't do it on purpose?
Oh, General, give me a break. You didn't...
Hey.
Well, I believe you, General. You hit the post.
I wanted to hit that post because the singing is so rotten. You know, just a little bit of it. Just a gig, you know. Just... I'm not trying to make you look like an ass.
No, not much. You go, here's Mr. Hendry, and then you hear the guy singing all rotten. He's rottened up and stuff. You can make
her soon. Rottened up, whatever that...
Anyway, here is Phil Hendry, if you don't mind.
Thank you very much. Welcome to our program.
What is that garbage, anyway?
New, it's called Number Wonder from the band Misery Slims. It's kind of an indie rock surf... you know, it's what we dig here on this show, you know. It's our...
You're getting kind of a reputation now, Phil, for playing a lot of this indie slop surf garbage. I don't mean to call it garbage, you know, but...
No, not at all. But that's what you did.
Well, let's face it, Phil. It sounds as if the young man can't sing. It sounds as if he's being sponsored by some, like, Goodwill Industries or something. I don't...
Yeah, it could be sponsorship of Goodwill.
What are you trying to say? You know what? I would think, Phil, even though I probably agree with him, that you'd have something to say about that.
Well, it's very insensitive. It's not funny.
I'm not trying to be... Are you trying to be funny, Bud? Even if you were trying to be funny, you wouldn't be funny, would you? Forget it.
All right. So, having said all of that, there I am crawling around on the floor for the news copy.
Oh, I saw Bud put the news copy on the desk there. Did you pick it up and put it on the floor?
That's what I did, General, yes.
Well, come on, Phil.
No. That's what I did. I picked up the news copy and said, let me put it on the floor so I can go crawl around on the floor for it.
Well, Phil, it is a little weird that Bud would keep blowing it like that. I mean, Bud blows it, but he's not going to blow it to bits where every morning he's putting it on the floor. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not going to blow it thoroughly.
Yes, he's not blowing it thoroughly.
Well, he sure did blow it thoroughly this morning because there's the news copy.
All right, Phil, I'm sorry.
All right, Phil, you know, we're taking a wild guess.
I'm sorry I'm late, everybody. I had a hard time getting parked. I don't know what they're doing out there.
Well, what do you mean you had a hard time getting parked?
I had a hard time. There's no parking on the street, no parking in the lot.
What are they doing?
I don't know. They got a whole bunch of people out.
Oh, yes. You remember yesterday when you were screaming and yelling about the electrical going underground?
Is that what they're doing?
No, but it looked like it for a moment. Actually, what they're doing, they're building a house down the street, right?
Yeah, a lot of construction going on.
So it had nothing to do with them putting the electrical underground?
No, I thought it did, and I asked them. I said, is...
You talk much?
Yeah, right now.
Hey, come on. Well, you're the one that's going, is he...
I don't need it pointed out to me. When I was out there, Phil, as I pulled up, I asked one of the workmen, are you putting the electrical underground? And they said, do you work for the Hendry Show? And I said, yes. And they said, well, we heard about him complaining about it on the air.
Oh, they did?
Yes. And they said, well, we thought we'd come out here and pretend like we're putting it underground.
See, Margaret's laughing.
Well, it is very funny.
They thought they'd come out here and pretend to be putting it underground what?
And let the record show Phil's laughing, too.
Yeah, I'm seeing you all laughing, thinking funny and everything.
What did you say, man?
Let me hear, I'll do it. You're laughing, thinking it's all funny and everything.
I'm not laughing at any... I mean, I was, but I'm not sure what I'm laughing at now.
You're laughing at the notion that they sent workmen out here to make it look like they were putting electrical underground, when in point of fact, they're not.
All right, so they're not. So what were they doing out there?
I thought they were working on that house at the end of the street, right, Robert?
Yeah, well, there's a new family moved in down the street. A lot of Newport Beach money.
Oh, a lot of Newport Beach money, huh?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Phil, there's an awful lot of Newport Beach money going in down here on Ocean, too. So, you know, the neighborhood is getting pricey.
Well, I don't know whether that's good or bad. I mean, I welcome my new neighbors. I don't know whether that's good or bad. I don't know, what do you mean?
You know what they're talking about, that Newport Beach money? They're getting sick and tired of sitting down there with those clowns. They want to come up here and clown it up.
Yeah, they're going to clown it all up around here.
No, it got clowned up, Bud, when you moved in.
What a cold shot.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did it clown up when you moved in?
All right, it clowned up when I moved in. What is it with everybody this morning? You guys are like, let's take a shot at Phil.
No, I'm not taking a shot at you, but I mean... The guy pulled up, they were doing a work down the street, and they said, hey, is this the guy that was talking about...
Well, hold on for a minute, is this true?
Yes, they came in talking about it. When Margaret pulled up, she said the guy down at the end of the street... What was he, Margaret?
I don't know, he's a workman of some kind, and he said, are you on the Hendry Show? I said, yes. He said, well, we heard that Phil was talking. He was complaining about the electrical has not gone underground here at the beach. And I said, yes. He said, well, all right, so we're going to be out here making it look like we're putting it underground. So if you could have Phil step out here and say, oh, look what they're doing, Phil. And then I'll walk up. And I said, what is your name? He said, his name is Mel Calcount. Do you know this man?
Why would I know him, Margaret?
All right, Phil.
Anyways, this guy, Mel Calcount, he said, have Phil step outside, and we'll go, hey, you think we're putting the electrical underground? And you'll say, yeah. And they'll say, not. And they'll go back to...
And they'll go back to roofing the house down the street or whatever they're doing.
Why would a private construction company...
Here come the questions.
Phil, why are you asking us...
I'm asking you because you guys are the ones that are explaining this whole elaborate bit to me that these clowns that are working on a house down at the end of the street, a private construction company, I might add...
Well, they are a private construction company, but here's one for you, Phil. They listen to your show. Oh...
Yeah, Mr. God, can't you appreciate it?
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's too late now because they're probably listening, and now they're listening to you talking about them like they're clown, like they're clowns on ice, you know?
Yeah, you remember, what was it called? Ice Capades and all that, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, what are you looking at?
He's trying to explain it to you, Phil.
Okay, what about it? This is a new ice act. It's called Clowns on Ice. And they go and they pretend like they're working on houses... But they're actually there just to fuck, excuse my language, fuck with you.
Would you, do you mind the language?
Do I mind it?
No, I'm asking in general, would you mind not using the language?
Oh, I thought you wanted to know if I minded it.
What?
All right, thank you very much. Very elaborate gag. I don't believe any of it.
Swear to God, Mr. Henry, they're out there, that's what they were saying.
All right, if they said it, they said it. Thanks very much, guys. I'm glad you're listening to the show. And, you know, I don't mean to be a drag or anything, but maybe I'm tired or something.
Yeah, you look like hell.
Well, I'll tell you something. I didn't sleep all that well last night. And yes, I'm going to say some stuff here, but no, I'm not going to give a speech. Is that all right with you?
That's perfectly fine, Phil. Do you mind if I get up and go and wander around and not listen to it?
Yeah, I do. You can stay here and...
Jeez.
Can I?
No, you can stay too. So I didn't sleep well last night, but one of the things I had to do today was I went with Maria for her final meeting with the doctor, the surgeon, before she has her surgery. It's going to be happening next Tuesday, and this is probably a good heads up for you guys listening. The show next week is going to be just on the run, okay? We may throw in an encore here or there because we're, you know, I'm going to be between here and Westlake.
Now, she's having the surgery on Tuesday out in Thousand Oaks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how did the meeting with the doctor go?
Oh, it went great. He's a great doctor. He's a very, very experienced guy, does this kind of surgery. And then he told her something that was really cool. She got the information wrong. She thought it was going to be 90 minutes per hip. And the doctor said, no, it's 45 minutes per hip.
Oh, and the entire surgery then is 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's much, much better, isn't it?
Well, okay, so that was a load off of her mind, huh?
Well, it wasn't so much she was worried. She just didn't want to be under that long. I mean, she's not going to be under. I think it's some kind of a... I don't even know, man.
Well, it's not... It's like when women have... when you give birth to a big kid. I can't...
It's hard to describe, huh?
It's hard to describe. A lot of times they'll give you a spinal, which gives you a twilight sleep. And generally that happens when you're going to give birth to a big one. Now, I've only had one child. I was talking to Bobby Dooley, and she said her second, which is Dylan or Seth, or gee, she's got three, I don't know.
Yeah, the second one was either Dylan or Seth or Justin.
That's exactly right, either Dylan or Seth. What a clown.
Well.
All right, so what about it?
Well, Dylan was a big, fat kid, so they had to put her under.
Yeah, I guess they had to knock her out so they could pull the kid out. What a dick.
Bobby is not going to be very happy about this, Phil.
Well, I'm sorry. You're the guys that said it.
Yeah, that's making me laugh, too.
What is so funny about that?
You know, all we said was...
I heard what you said. They had to put her under so they could pull the kid.
All right. Good God. You didn't see it, ladies and gentlemen, but Phil went... Ah! It was like he was going to vomit an alligator.
What?
You heard me.
Folks, it's great to be with you here on this marvelous, marvelous, marvelous kind of a thing.
Okay,
here we go, and
traffic.
Let's do some traffic. Bob Bacon.
I pull out the Broughton Freeway out here over there. The car's overturning. It's probably disappointing me. It'll be going for a long time out there right now. It's 65 Freeway to 45 to 15.5 to the hike. If you're going out there, in fact, the car overturned to the side of the road. Everybody jumped straight. You got to get out of your car and help that guy out, because that guy looks like he's the best route trout. Do you ever hear a Sky Boy?
The Pampers right there on the side. There's kind of traffic out here on the 15 green. That's going to the horn. And a horn around the horn is a foreign barn. And there's a barn burning. That's what the real barn burner. That's what a boy's going to be in his swing town.
I've all of a sudden forgotten how to fly a helicopter. Boy, Sky Baby, sweet hand. Shit. That's rough.
Newberry's Appliances has just moved in down the block, and they've got refrigerators, stoves, gas ovens, electrical ovens, foot warmers, heaters, blankets, toadstools, and living, breathing salespeople. Livingston's Electrical Appliances. They've just moved in down the street. They're going to be moving out tomorrow because guess what? They forgot they had to pay rent. They thought that this was a place they could get for free because the owner of the company knows one of the city's supervisors. It's a long story. Livingston's Appliances. Get heaters, warmers, blanket warmers, foot warmers, get gloves, get hats, everything but appliances. That's right, because we don't have a license to sell them. We blew it. Go down to Livingston's Appliances and buy top hats and evening wear. We really blew it. Livingston's Appliances in the Birdley Mall. Hi, I'm Jimmy Brown, and I've got Wolfman Syndrome. That means I've got hair on my head and my forehead, everything. That's why I use Funk Foam. I just foam up my whole head, I let it soften up, and then I just shave my head, okay? So I'm a bald Wolfman, whatever that looks like. Jesus, man. You talk about the curse of the pentagram. Even a man who says his prayers and is good by daylight becomes a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the moon is full and bright. I think that's it. Funk Foam comes in the handy gel. Well, famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico here in Southern California. You know, we got a couple of, this show today is a, what would you call this, Margaret?
Well, this is a show where we're catching up on a few things.
We're circling back and catching up on some things.
Yeah, well, one of the things we're going to be catching up on is Larry Grover. You talked about Maria going in.
Why don't you spit that out? Margaret, Maria, your wife, what is it?
I'm talking about Mr. Henry's ex, current partner, Maria.
Right, my friend Maria.
Yes.
What about it?
Well, I mean, she's getting her hip replacement. And Larry Grover's getting knee replacement.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Larry Grover's want to circle back with us on the bull-legged jokes.
He wanted to circle back with us on the bull-legged jokes.
Phil, yes. Why do you have to question everything? Just let it go, Jack. Let it go.
Phil, we've got to, you know, get the information out. And wait. What is it with you all of a sudden?
What are you talking about?
Let it go, Jack.
Well, Phil, we want to get Larry on here. So we can circle back on this thing.
You know, I don't like the term circle. You,
You probably have to. Mr. Hall's on the line right now.
Wait. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, well, I called Hall.
Hold on for a minute. Now, what's going on around here?
I had to call Mr. Hall.
Was it circling back?
Yes, so we had to get Hall on the line to clear it.
To clear what?
Circling back. Just hold on for a minute. Yeah, give me the phone. Yeah, David? Yeah, General Shaw. You want to go ahead and deal with it on the air? We can talk about it later. Wait a second. I'm the host of the... Help me. Hey, David, how you... Can I put you on the air? Let me put you on the air and talk about this for a second. David G. Hall is our vice president of syndication. David?
Yeah, I'm right here. Look, Bill, when you use the term circle back, it sounds like circle jerk, or, you know what I'm saying? So when you said they want to circle back on some information, that's when the general called me and said, can we use circle back or does it sound like circle jerk? And I got to make the judgment call on this one. To me, it sounds like circle jerk. So when you say we got Larry Grover on the show today, and we're going to circle jerk it, it's like you're sitting around going, yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
So,
look at you laughing.
Oh, God forbid I should laugh. What's the story in this?
All I know is I heard you say circling back.
I didn't use that term. Bud did.
I didn't use circle back. But Robert did originally.
Well, I did, yeah, circle it back. Now I want to talk about circle jerk.
All right, let's, you know what? Forget it. I don't want anybody calling David Hall without my permission.
Wait just a minute. I'm a retired general of the U.S.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't want anybody calling David Hall without my permission, with all due respect, General, because you may be a general in the Army, but I'm a general here on the netcast. Oh.
Big deal.
All right. So, as we were saying, so we've got two things today that we're going to deal with. We're circling back.
You know, you love the vulgarities, don't you, Phil? You just love to stick your hands in the doo-doo.
That's what he does. He likes to play with it like it's Play-Doh.
Because I said circle back and you got... So we're going to...
Come on, just clear your head, Mr. Henry. Just
get into it, man. I'm into it.
Phil, your voice cracked and it sounded like you were crying. You went, I'm into it.
Sorry.
We got Larry Grover on the show today.
Yes, we know that already.
We got Larry Grover on the show today. And Larry is going to be talking about his mother giving him a hard time, right?
Yeah, well, what happened was his mother was making bow-legged jokes. And Larry's got a very big announcement to make. That's all I want to say.
Larry has a big announcement to make.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get Larry Grover on the line right now, calling us here from Culver City, California. Larry, I'm grateful to have you with us. What's the story?
All right, Phil, I want to just mention to everybody right now who's listening to your program that I have made a decision with regard to Mother. It is nothing serious, but I'm going to have her committed to a mental institution, and I thought I'd let everyone know.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about, Larry?
I'm not going to repeat it, but I guess I have to, because I sure don't stutter. I know that. I am going to have Mother...
You're having your mother put into a mental institution.
That's what I said, yeah.
And why?
Why? Because that's the best place for her. Because she's pushed the envelope a little too much. Because she belongs in a mental institution with qualified doctors to sit and listen to what she's got. Because I can't take it anymore.
I can hear the tension in your voice, man.
Can you? Oh, that's good. There, let me be sarcastic. You know, I come on your program, Mr. Henry.
Now, Larry, don't start lecturing people.
I'm telling you, General, I come on this program with the best of intentions, and I want to tell everybody, you know, the things that are going on in my life, and what do I get? I got Mother with the smart mouth. She's calling me Missile Dick.
Yeah, well, that's wrong, and I agree with that.
I agree as well. That was wrong, but you've had her committed to a... Where is this facility, please?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to say. Because if I say, then there's going to be a rush of people to go to visit her, and they're going to want to, you know, get court orders to get her freed. And baloney, she's a member of my family.
All right, well, Larry, there's a reason why you've come on here to announce this, so we have a right to ask you questions.
Well, yes, there's a reason. I'm going to tell you the reason. And when you hear the reason, you will say to me, you know what, Larry, now we understand. Put her inside and keep her there. Keep her there for 100 years. She's nuts. She's way out there.
All right, having said that, you know, I'm just asking you, is she in permanently?
No, it's a 72-hour hold just to make sure that she's not as weird as I think she is. Because after 72 hours, the doctors may look at her and say, you know what, you're extra special weird. We're keeping you in.
Well, Larry, you know, when you put somebody inside of a mental institution against their will, that's a big, big decision.
I understand that, but I've put up with it long enough. And it's time now for me to make so I'm making the announcement on your program because I know you have a lot of people out there that are real big fans of my mother. God almighty, the humiliation of that.
Well, it got me over the years. She's come on here.
You know, a lot of people have really liked her.
Your mother has developed a following.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I mean. She's developed a following.
Are you sure, son, you're not doing this because you're jealous of the fact that your mother's got, you know, she's getting play and people dig her?
Getting play? What is this, variety all of a sudden? Oh, man. No, Mother's all... Is she boffo? Why don't you go ahead and say that?
Larry, what's the story? Why did you do it?
Well, look, I didn't kill her, Phil.
I know that, but why did you commit her?
Now, why did you do it? I didn't do anything. I didn't murder her. I did a legal thing. I said, Mother, I'd like to have you inside to be observed by qualified professionals because I think you're nuts. And she's all, Larry. I said, I'm sorry, but you're nuts. So that is my intention.
Has she been hospitalized yet? Is she inside?
No, not yet. Right now she's staying at her sister's, but I will have the ambulance take her to the mental institution.
All right, why?
Look at this guy.
Why, Larry?
All right, I'll tell you why. You know that I'm getting knee replacement surgery. I just heard you mention Maria. And because of these bad knees, I walk bow-legged. I found at the outside my door this morning a booklet, The Dangers of Anal Sex, and as I walked into the kitchen, Mother was there looking at me and dabbing her mouth dry with a napkin, and she said, well, did you get it? And I said, yes, Mother. She said, well, Larry, you know, and I said, why do you think I need to read a book about the dangers of anal sex And she got up and went over to get coffee, walking bow-legged in a really exaggerated manner. And I said, okay, that's it. That's it. And she said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm calling the nut house, and I'm having you put inside. And she started in with the old Larry.
So that's it. So she made a joke, and you want to put her in the nut bin.
That one joke, too many. All right?
Larry, you know that your mother is a kidder.
A kidder? She's nuts. All right? You got to be nuts. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Is anybody there sympathetic?
Yeah, run it by me again, man, because it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me.
We're trying to see your side, Larry.
Oh, are you kidding me? I get up in the morning.
Calm down, Larry.
I get up in the morning.
Get up in the morning for breakfast. What's that song?
Yeah, it's that. Oh, the Israelites.
Yeah, that's it. The Israelites.
What are you fags talking about?
Get him under control. But get him under control. I just put him on hold.
Can you believe him?
I don't know. It sounds like he's under...
Yeah, Larry, you can't say that. Mr. Henry put you on hold. Mr. Henry did. Now, Mr. Henry has all final judgment calls on whether or not you can say fag. And
you shut up, bud.
No, sir.
Give me that. Hey, Larry, I don't like that word. I don't like your whole attitude.
I'm sorry, okay?
I don't like the whole... You know, entitled attitude you're pulling on the show here.
I'm trying to explain. Didn't you want...
They said you had an announcement to make.
I do.
All right, you've made your announcement. Your mother is going into what you call a nut house, a psychiatric facility, because she made a joke about you walking bow-legged.
Yeah, but that's the second week running now. I've been getting jokes about... Listen to me, please, Phil. I get up in the morning... And don't start singing the Israelites.
Well, that's what it sounds like. Get up in the morning. Hey, General, knock it off, will you?
Sorry.
I got up this morning. I opened the door to my bedroom, which I lock, by the way. You know.
Why?
You know, I don't want Mother having, you know, walking in and... Not that I'm afraid for my own personal well-being, but Mother will walk in and start looking through my wallet and my bank account.
Good God.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So I woke up and there's a book... laying on the floor, Dangers of Anal Sex. And it looks like it was put together, thrown together with spit and glue. And I finally asked Mother, I said, did you actually make this book yourself? And she goes, how did you tell? I said, it looked cheap as hell. She wanted it to look like some doctor made it. Anyway,
Well, it fooled you, didn't it?
Yes, because it seems like you took it seriously.
Yes, it did fool me, but only for about five minutes. And I was thumbing through it. And,
well, why were you thumbing through it?
Why was I thumbing through it?
No, why were you thumbing through it?
Because it was a book that said the dangers of anal sex. I wanted to...
You want to look at about the danger of anal sex?
Why, were you thinking of having some?
You know what?
All right, everybody shut up. I want to talk to Larry here.
I don't like being told to shut up, Phil.
I'm sorry, Mark. Would you please just everybody pipe down? All right, so Larry, you're thumbing through it. Now, what happened?
I walk into the kitchen. Mother's looking at me, and she goes, did you get it? And I go, you mean the book, The Dangers of Anal Sex? Yes, Mother. I said, why did you put that at the foot of at the door? And she goes, excuse me, I want to get some coffee. And she got up and starts walking in an exaggerated, bow-legged manner over to the coffee, looking over her shoulder every two steps. Like, hey, are you getting this?
So in other words...
Yeah, in other words, because I'm going in for knee replacement surgery and I'm walking bow-legged, she's making, you know, ass...
ass sex jokes.
Yes. So I went, all right, that did it. I said, Mother, I'm going to have an ambulance here come sundown, and you're going to be in it. It'll be padded. You'll be belted in. Whee! And she goes, oh, Larry. I go, no. And I danced out the door, and for the first time in years, I had a skip in my step and a song in my heart.
Yeah, you kidding me, man? You're all feeling good about putting your mom in a mental institution and everything?
Yeah, I agree with Bud. That's a hell of a thing. To be getting yourself laughs from.
I didn't say I got laughs. I said I had a skip in my step.
Well, what's the difference?
The difference is I felt good, but I'm not going, hee hee hee.
Well, where's your mother now?
I told you she stayed with her sister.
And who put her over there?
She put herself there. She said, if that's the way you feel, I'm going over to my sister's. I said, all right. But I said, the ambulance will be there bright and early on Wednesday. Well, today's Wednesday. It didn't show up today. I think it'll be there tomorrow.
Who ordered this? You know, Larry, I'm sorry I'm asking all these questions, but how is it that you got the legal right to put your mother inside against her will? That's number one. And who ordered the ambulance?
I've got a good attorney. You know, the one that Bozell has, you're all going to laugh. It's Dolores Blazingame. Let me tell you something. She's fantastic.
Boy, shoot. You know, you are just as dumb as that Bozell. Really, honestly, you two guys got to hang out together. Dolores Blazingame is the biggest shyster. That, oh, man.
I don't think you made a very good decision there, Larry.
Well, I got a very good, she said, she told me that I have the right. And she, I said, you know, your own mother making bow-legged jokes. She said, yeah, huh? And she's nodding and making me feel good. And she goes, so your own mother said that you're taking it right up the, you know, the culo.
She used that term?
Yeah, of course she used that term. What?
All right, so Dolores Blazingame comes from the sewer. What's next?
What?
Dolores Blazingame comes from the sewer, so what's next?
What? Oh, my God, you're calling... Because she knows the colloquial terms?
So Dolores Blazingame took your money, and what'd she tell you?
She's going to have an ambulance there at my aunt's house bright and early Thursday. She said it was supposed to be there Wednesday, and it wasn't, so Thursday, today, which I guess it's late in the day now, so it hasn't showed up yet. It'll probably be there on Friday.
Don't you understand, Grover, that Blazingame is yanking your chain? I'm telling you, talking about taking it up the culo, and the fact that Blazingame knows such a term.
Oh, come on already. I've already gone through it. Wow.
Larry, calm the hell down. And before you take your mother and put her in a mental institution because she made... You know, your mother is a woman who enjoys life. She makes some jokes.
Yeah, she makes them at her own son's expense. What about that?
You know, Larry, yesterday we had... Didn't we have Steve Bozell on yesterday?
We did.
And you know what? You should hang out with him because he was squeaky-voiced and sobbing like a little girl the same way you're doing right now. And it's embarrassing.
So I sound like Steve Bozell when he starts crying?
Yes, you do.
All right, well, you know, let me just say, good luck. Thanks a lot for nothing, Phil. If I got to go this road alone, and you know, on the path of the informer, it is always night. Remember that, Phil. Remember that.
What does that mean?
On the path of the... You never heard that quote?
No, I never heard it.
Well, it was Whitaker Chambers said it about the guy, Alger Hiss. Forget it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Never mind.
Larry, good luck. But before that that fine mother of yours is put into a mental institution against her will, I'd certainly like to talk to you more about this.
Wait a second. Are you planning some legal action?
Maybe.
Larry, we're going to have to do something. We have to intercede. We can't let you do this.
Oh, my God. So I can't even put my own mother in a nut out.
No, Larry, you can't. No, you can't because she's known to us. She's known to a lot of people. And we're going to have to protect her.
Bullshit.
Larry Grover, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
What a wonderful first guest.
It sounds to me like he's flipping his lid.
You know, you ought to have a talk with him. Oh, I ought to have a talk with him. Yeah, okay. Folks.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I just did talk to him, didn't I?
All right, Phil, but have a little more of a talk with him. And you know what I mean by a talk.
And let the record show the general just balled his fist up. No, I'm not going to go over and threaten anybody with violence.
Well, then I will.
No, you're not going to do that either. We're going to talk to our attorney.
And who is our attorney?
Harvey Wireman.
Harvey Wireman is the male version of Dolores Blazingame. Are you nuts or something?
No, he is not. Harvey Wireman is far more adept. If not him, then what about Frank?
Frank's too busy.
Yeah, well, it'll be Harvey Wireman. We'll be right back, folks, here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com.
Yeah!
World-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back, baby! Hello, this is Larry Gig, and I'm the head of the Southern California Zoo Association. We have all the zoos under our aegis, and they're under our umbrella. And you can come and see the animals and pay money to throw a peanut at them, too. This idiot was running the zoos of Southern California before he was arrested and is now safely away. We're getting rid of the zoos. There's nothing you can do about it. Okay? Thank you. No more zoos. Paid for by Phil Henry Show Against the Zoo. What the fuck was that? Let me get my cat. Hold on.
Hey, Thunder.
I don't know. I guess she's okay. All the great movies and TV shows in one package. All the great TV shows and movies in one package. Snookum Cable presents Wild and Weird, a channel filled with wild, weird things. This is William Cuthbertson, general manager of Wild and Woolly Cable Services, here for the Bonehead Valley.
You know, a lot of your cable service has been substandard. We understand. But we're going to upgrade it just as soon as we quickly can. You'll be seeing our trucks up and down the street. You'll be getting a really bad picture. Sometimes you won't get any picture at all. Sometimes the audio will drop out. Sometimes the picture will be gone. Sometimes the whole package will just be just up in flames. Your TV will blow up. You'll see all kinds of searing burn marks on your floor when you get home at night. That's us upgrading our system at Wild and Woolly Cable Company. Trust us. It's going to be great. Yes, sure. Famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And what song is this, Robert?
This is a song called Surf Poem, man.
Oh, I like this surf poem.
Yeah, sure. All right. Thank you very much, Larry Grover. And Larry, I'm telling you, I know you're listening. Don't do it, man. Don't do it, Grover. Don't do it. 10 years for killing an enlisted, man.
Hey, what is it with you always quoting that line from Platoon?
I like it. I like it a lot. All right, folks, we have Stephen Bozell is going to join us here in a moment. Mr. Bozell has a problem, and it's a neighbor problem. You know who Roy Hutchins is.
Yes, Roy Hutchins is a longtime neighbor of Steve Bozell, and we're going to have Roy on, a very, very rare treat here on our program, today, because this has been a long-standing situation, and we're very, very happy to have Mr. Hutchins on the phone. I think he's the first one on with us right now. Roy, hi, it's Margaret Gray on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. And what are we hearing in the background?
My wife is playing a harpsichord, and this is what we wanted to tell Phil. My wife and I are very peaceful people. We're cultured people. We play the harpsichord. And Mr. Bozell, who I've always tried to be friends with, is causing these problems. So, you know, I don't know what to say.
All right, well, let me get Steve Bozell on the line here from Corona. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good, Phil. How you doing, Roy?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, but you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. I don't want to be called a liar either.
That harpsichord music in the background, Phil, is a recording that he's playing.
No, that is my wife playing the harpsichord. Honey, stop playing the harpsichord. There, she stopped, see? So that proves what I'm trying to say.
Oh, that just proves you're playing a recording. Phil, Roy Hutchins' most recent episode here, God damn it.
See, this is the problem, Phil, that this guy can't spit it out. I mean, I've tried time and again.
All right, both of you guys, hold on for a minute, if you don't mind. What's the problem? I'm going to ask Steve what the problem is, and then please, Roy, you can weigh in. Steve?
All right, the problem is, can you turn off the recorded harpsichord music, man?
That's my wife playing, and she always practices. We're genteel people. And we love the harpsichord, and we do the minuet, too.
Oh, of course.
Watch the language.
See, he does this around my children, too, Mr. Henry.
No, I do not. You know that. What a liar, man.
Didn't you say that my minor bird could stick it up its feathered ass or something like that?
That was 2 years ago when your minor bird called me an asshole.
You know, if I hear one more grown man cry...
I'm sorry. But I'm just telling you, that was 2 years ago when your minor bird called me an asshole.
My minor bird... I'm telling you, Mr. Henry, this is one for the books.
I want to ask Larry... Or, excuse me, I want to ask Steve Bozell...
Look at... See, the guy thinks I'm Larry Grover.
You sound like him.
What happened, Mr. Henry, is this. I have a... Listen to this music.
Well, let's just ignore the music.
I have a class reunion coming up. I went to Tennessee Chattanooga, and our fraternity is putting on a play, and it's Life at the Fraternity. When I was in my fraternity, I was known as a very good dancer. You can ask my wife April, or ask April Jr., ask Steve Jr., my kid my daughter or my son. As I dance, I love to dance around the house, and I am organizing this dance for our alumni. One of the big songs that I was good at dancing to was a song called Barefootin' by Robert Papa.
Slow it down.
By Robert Parker. And Barefootin', like I said, was a song that, you know, and so I was rehearsing and practicing, and Hutchins, starts yelling for me to stop it, that I'm bothering him and I'm bothering his wife and everything like that.
All right, Roy, do you want to comment on that?
Sure, I'll comment. That's exactly what I did say. I said that the song is playing too loud. He sounds like he's prancing around. I have two sons that I try to give the example of a manhood to. And when I've got Bozell next door skipping about, it to me...
I'm not skipping about. I'm doing the bear... Have you ever seen the Barefootin'?
No, I'm very happy that I have not.
Well, see, unless you see barefooting, you don't know what I'm talking about. I don't want to see barefooting. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at you doing it. That's for damn sure. I might even want to see that dance. But to see you do it? No way. Look at that, Mr. Henry. That's prejudice right there.
What is the problem with the song, Mr. Hutchins?
The song, Mr. Henry, is a redundant, asinine song, and Mr. Bozell has a tendency to sing to it. I've got a recording that I can take before a court, or you can listen to it and decide for yourself. Yeah, you got a recording. He recorded me while I was rehearsing doing the barefooting. I did, and I can play it for you. I'm going to cue it up right now, as a matter of fact. This is him doing this song barefooting. I told my wife not to stop playing a harpsichord ever. Not ever. Because as far as I'm concerned, she has every right in the world to play it. But here's the recording. Recorded Wednesday.
Here comes Tony with y'all thing. Honey, come out. I'm going to practice. Get on your feet.
Whee!
Hey, you want to turn that down, man? Shut up. Stand out your feet. Gee, whee!
You look, man, do you look, like something right out of a cross-dress at Pinocchio's downtown.
Oh, shit. Got that thing there.
Okay, Mr. Turner, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Let me tell you something. That clown recorded that. I had no idea I was being recorded. Yeah, but I recorded it so Mr. Hendrick could hear it, and any court of law could hear it.
All right, what was wrong with it?
You were blasting it in the middle of the night. Bullshit. I wasn't blasting anything.
You have got to watch the language. Yeah, watch out, guys.
Sorry, I wasn't blasting anything. Yeah, you were, because it woke my ass up. Okay?
I might have woke you up, man. Like, ask me if I care whether it woke you up or not. If I care. Okay?
So he's doing it in the middle of the night, Mr. Enner. That's number one. Number two, the way he's dancing to it, oh, man, it doesn't look like anything a man would do.
Apparently you're not familiar with the dance of the barefooting. I dance backwards.
That's the whole thing. You're dancing backwards.
You always dance backwards to it. Go ahead. Play that tape again, and you'll be able to hear it, Mr. Henry.
What am I able to hear?
Listen, hold on, Mr. Henry.
Barefooting, yeah. Dee 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 dee, she's barefooting. Wee wee.
Hey, man, shut up.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Shut the hell up, man. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I gotta get this dance down. Wee
wee. Yeah, so there it is, Mr. Henry. And again, I can only tell you that what I've tried to do with Roy is to be a good neighbor, but if he's dancing around like he needs to, you know, maybe go home and take a cold shower.
Hey, everything you're saying, Hutchins, if I'm doing it in the middle of the night...
Were you up in the middle of the night doing that, Steve?
Who asked me that?
Phil Henry.
Oh, yeah, I was in the middle. I can explain everything.
Well, you better explain that, because that's, it seems to me, what Hutchins has got you over the barrel on. You're doing it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Everybody agrees with me.
I'm doing it in the middle of the night, okay, because nobody is around to look at me and laugh.
Well, I'm laughing, and I was recording it, too.
You weren't laughing that much, because it was bugging you, keeping you awake.
It was bugging me and keeping me awake. But watching you do it...
And how are you watching me do it?
You know what? That's what binoculars are made for.
What a weird-ass, man.
A weird-ass? I gotta keep track.
Now listen to this guy. He's all that. You're looking at me with a pair of binoculars? Why don't you go ahead and get a telescope?
Believe me, I'll tell you this now, Bozell, it ain't no treat. Okay, I gotta document all this for my attorney.
Your attorney? I'm doing the barefooting in the middle of the night.
Yeah, right there. You just admitted to it, and I don't care about the barefoot. Because you know what? It don't make no never mind to be.
You guys are talking about the barefoot. This is something that Bozell was practicing. Because of some stupid-ass play that he's in, as far as... Is that the recording?
Come on, man. It's to a party the other night. Yeah. I'm barefooting.
Bozell, I'm begging you.
Shut up. I'm barefooting, and I'm going to a party the other night. Please, shut up. No, I won't do it. If I barefoot, would you barefoot too?
Well, there it is. And, you know, I just rest my case on that.
Steve, he's got you over a barrel.
Oh, what a load of horse dung, man.
He's got you over a barrel.
Steve, we can hear him begging you to shut up and you won't do it. And it sounds like you're mocking the man.
Yeah, that's what I heard, Steve. I heard you going, woo, like you didn't care at all.
That's the part right there. I wouldn't mind so much, Steve, if you had your gun, you know, I'm barefoot. But when you went, woo, that right there, my wife tapped me on the shoulder and she said, that's why we hate him. That's what she said.
Your wife said that to you?
Yeah. When you went, woo, and I said, please, 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 man.
You didn't go please, please. You went, shut up.
Wait, same difference, man. Same difference.
All right, so what do you propose?
What I propose is a 14-day moratorium. No noise coming from your house at all. I don't care what you got coming up. I don't hear you. No music, no music, no music, man. Just like they said, and do the right thing, okay?
I don't know, man. That sounds pretty far out to me.
That's what I'm proposing, and I will not go to court. I got my own attorney, Sneed Renfro.
Sneed Renfro? That guy, that dude is, he's so crooked, man. That guy's just another, but, oh, whoa, whoa, man, Sneed Renfro.
Who's Sneed Renfro?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, he's making a joke out of it now.
All right, well, Steve, if I was advising you, which I know you didn't ask me to advise you, but if I was advising you, I'd say, take the man's offer of a 14-day moratorium.
How am I going to do that when I have this alumni thing I got to do? I got to prepare for the dance.
Steve, I got a great idea. It's something that people in this town do a lot. They rent a rehearsal hall. Oh!
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, Dad, you don't have enough money for that.
I'm going to rent a rehearsal hall. So that's going to make me look like a big, 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 paunchy...
Well, you know what, Bozell? People do that. If you need a place to rehearse your barefooting, that's what you ought to do.
Pretty far out to me.
It's either that or I go ahead and I move forward with my legal claims.
Well, you know what? I'm so... You know, I would almost hope you'd do that. You know that?
Okay, man. You want a taste? You can go ahead and suck on the end of this.
What a dick, man.
Well, that's the way it's going
to
be.
Steve, just go ahead and take the 14-day moratorium. You don't have to mess around in court.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, you do that, man. I'll give you 6 hours.
Shh.
Steve Ozell and Roy Hutchins on this... on this episode, doing the barefooting or whatever the hell it is.
Well, it's a dance that...
And what I can gather from this is it is a dance that Steve is apparently rehearsing and is going to be doing for this... is that it, bud?
Dance it here!
Barefooting. Yeah, he's going to be doing this dance and rehearsing for some presentation at his alumni party or something, a reunion.
Yeah. We're barefooting.
All right, folks, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's a short show today, but hey, we got everything that we needed to do out of the way here today, don't you think?
Yeah, well, getting it out of the way, let's get this show out of the way. Let's go off and have a couple of drinks or something.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Not me, man. All right, sports fans, it's been the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Very, very happy to have you with us today. Remember, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved on Podcast One.
Bud Dickman.
Don't forget our chat on Friday night. Are you a new Backstage Pass member? Are you brand new to the subscription rolls, brand new to the BSP family? Join us for our chat every Friday night. Let us know where you're from. Tell us who you is. You know.